bring your information back.
Exactly. Yep. All right, I'm ready, guys, when y'all are. If y'all don't mind, I'll just say a quick prayer and a pledge, and we'll get started. If y'all stand up, please. All right, guys, ladies. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the opportunity to get together and do the work of these counties, Lord. We pray that you'll get each one of us back home safely. Protect us, God. Forgive us for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Anybody here do the pledge?
That's right. And what is that? Turn that one this way, Robbie. This placard, please. Would you see?
This right here?
Yeah, yeah. What is it? James House. Okay. So,
I will let him know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't get the message. I know you're saying that. Maybe forgot.
Just for the record, we got Leah Mobley not here and Mr. James Howell. They're our two new commissioners, and we'll make sure they get the word for the next meeting if we got to send it by Wells Fargo or whatever we got to do. We'll get it to them. So, yep. That's right, Pigeon. There you go. All right, let's get to business here, folks. We got first thing on here is approval of the minutes from November the 4th, 2024, our regular scheduled meeting. That's pages 1 through 4. If anybody has any questions or found anything that might have been off base, let me know.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. We got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. No public concerns and comments down here, nothing. All right, this is all for consent. Do we need to do, that's just consent, we'll do them all, right?
Them all.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, guys, and all your pages there, it's grant applications, 5310. We got 2, 3 5311s and 1 5339 grant application.
Just glancing over, Monica, these address all your standard grants that you deal with on a regular basis.
Yes, and this year they made me do a 5311 for each county. So that's why there's so many of those.
I got you.
Right, okay. Right. Okay. So anything else?
What are you looking for, Donna, the approval for 2 through 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll make that motion to adopt.
Got a motion by Commissioner Murphy.
Resolutions 2 through 6.
I'll second that.
All right, got a second by Commissioner Robertson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Nothing time specific. Staff items here. Cindy, you want to talk about that? The comp during Hurricane Debbie and Helene?
Okay, you have the lease statements in there that shows where Chris and Nick had accumulated comp from the hurricane. This is showing you that they have just about got it all gone. Chris used 5 point something on this payroll that we're using now, so she doesn't have just a little tiny bit left. And Nick has very little himself, which is less than 5 hours of all the comp that they had earned. So
okay.
They've just about got it all gone.
Gotcha.
Real quick, Lucinda, what was the total? I'm just not picking on Nick. I'm just saying, what was his total comp he earned?
Total for the year, Nick had.
No, I mean for the hurricane.
For the two hurricanes.
Oh, he didn't have a whole lot. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About all of his was for the hurricane. About 10 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't have much.
Mm-hmm. And I know this is what y'all budget, your policy says, but you know, we handle it a little bit differently now. You used to do it exactly the same way, but you know, when you got
right.
A small staff like y'all and
this was the special, the hurricane stuff mm-hmm. that we allowed or y'all voted to carry forward for them because they couldn't get it off because we had 3 hurricanes back to back.
Well, when we go to doing budget next year, just remind me, you know, because I mean, this seems like something that minute.
Right.
Wouldn't stand out.
Be altered to or change, however you want to say it.
Right.
Just to compensate.
Nick and Chris, neither one. It doesn't do at time and a half. It just goes towards regular hours.
I got you.
So they use that as leave time is what they do. So it's they don't get paid out for it, they just use it for leave to make up. Let's say Chris had a doctor's appointment in the afternoon, she can use her comp time to take that off. She was sick, and that's actually where she used the 5.3 on this payroll that's coming up.
And I just got to ask, I mean, it, obviously, we record this and we show it to our accountant, and they understand what you're doing, how you're doing all that?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good deal.
So I just know in a small organization, it's really, you know, sometimes everybody's critical. You know, so it's hard to take time off, you know, stuff
right,
like that.
Right, and it is. And that's why they got to carry that over, is because we didn't have time to take off.
Because a lot of times we forget that you guys, y'all
yes.
got families too during these crises. You know, we always, just because we work for government, it seems to think that hurricanes don't affect us, you know. So
right?
it's something needs to talk about. I know it's been a big... been a big topic over in town, so you know,
yes.
I think it's time to look at it.
Well, and we do really good on not accumulating comp. We try to get it mm-hmm. off before the end of the pay period, because being salaried, we've got 2 weeks to accumulate our 80 hours. So we try to get that out of there. Like tonight, we will be over, so we will get out early. I have doctor's appointments tomorrow, so I will leave early tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that kind of wipes out this time, so I
sure.
don't accumulate comp.
Very good. Yes, ma'am.
Maybe, because I was thinking, bringing this up every time, you know, I'm with Mr. Tim, it's kind of, maybe in the future, and this is something we can maybe incorporate into the policies that I'm and procedures I'm trying to update.
Sure.
If time is earned, comp time earned during hurricane season, because, you know, like we had those three back-to-back, maybe given the people that earn it once it kind of goes to the board once until the end of the year, like until the end of December, to be able to use it. I don't know. That's just a thought. That's something that kind of crossed my mind and gives them time, especially with trying to clean things up and just different, you know, you don't know what goes, you know, what needs to be taken care of, and giving them until the end of the year instead of the typical, I think, what was it, 45 days?
That's
right,
what she's
right.
Yeah, she's shaking her head. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I've got some ideas on that too. Just sitting here thinking about it this evening. Some, our company's not quite as big as others either, but we handle it a little bit different as well.
Right.
So, Ms. Candace, maybe me and you can run that around and bring something back to the board next time or something. If y'all okay with that. Okay. Wonderful. Ms. Monica, you're up. Financial update number 8 here, please. Pages 14-19, folks.
Yep. You guys have any questions on the check writer profit loss?
Okay. I didn't when I looked at it.
And of course, you know, remember that on our money, we're always, you know, about 3 months behind on our grants, so we spend it before we get reimbursed for it. So that's the difference there.
For your defense, I was talking to a fella up in Alabama. Now they call it public transportation. But they deal basically like you guys. Theirs is just as bad or worse. So, because I was telling myself, she told us that they're always 2 to 3 months behind. He said, well, hey, y'all doing good. He said, we're only 6 to 8.
Well, you honestly have to be, because we have to get any bills that occurred for that time, and then we have to pay them.
Right.
So, you know, by the time we get the bill, you know, we pay it, you know, it clears, because I have to show the checks or the credit card, you know, debit card, however it is we pay it. I actually have to show that we paid it, not just the bill.
Right.
So it takes, you know, that much time.
Don't go to a conference if you meet them and tell them I said this, but you said that they only report twice a year.
Oh, well, you can set it up to do it different ways.
But then again,
you can
we're
set
talking
up to it monthly,
very rural Alabama, too, you know. So.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can set it up to do your invoices different ways. But to me, it's easier to do it a monthly invoice, because
I think
the less you do it, the once, the better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we started doing 5311, we did 3 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a packet that was being sent, so...
All right, y'all have anything? These are just updates. Board member items, anybody got anything? Any of my board guys, gals, anything out there with y'all? Mr. Attorney?
Well, we did have a small issue come up about tonight's meeting.
Okay.
Because we published the 24s through December. And Candace called and asked if we could publish this meeting schedule early before the board looked at it. I told her that would be all right. I would suggest that you add January 26th on here so that you don't have that question again.
Okay.
I don't know what day it would be. But
add January 26th for a meeting?
Yeah. You got that.
You have time to advertise.
25 meeting schedule.
Yep.
And it goes through December. Just add one for whatever the second Monday in January next year.
26, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When I was going through the notes that I had from Teresa, it showed that not to post the dates until like the beginning of January for the year. That's the notes that I have. So I was going to wait until we agreed on the dates that I did on the tentative tonight and then go ahead and get those posted as soon as we agreed upon them. But the notes that I have said that she didn't post them until January.
Okay.
So what you're saying, Hal, is this, with this, doing an addition to it to add January the 26th of 2026 in there, correct?
Yeah, whatever day the second Monday of January is next year, I don't know.
Okay.
So what is, you don't know?
That way, the first meeting of the year is established.
Oh, sure. It's already,
I'm good with that.
I'll make sure I'm reading you right.
Well, if y'all can come up with that date, we'll add that to this, and I'll pass that in a motion.
The second Monday of January is the 12th.
Be the 12th of next year.
Yeah, I was just going to say
the 12th. Okay.
Yeah, it should be.
All right. So y'all see the list there. I'd like to go ahead and take a motion on this instead of just being a consent. We got the January, this is for 2025, January the 13th, February 10th, March 10th, April the 14th, May 12th, June 9th, July 14th, August the 11th, September the 8th, October the 6th, November the 10th, December the 8th, and then in January of 2025, that date is the 12th.
2026.
I didn't even wrote 25 here like a dummy. Now that November 10th, what is that? That's
That's where I mentioned to you that the very next day is Veterans Day, which most people have that day off as a holiday.
Okay.
So I don't know if we want to move November 10th to the week before, just in case. That way we don't fall into people not coming.
I knew something stuck out with me on that. Do y'all want to change that date?
The week before is the day before election day.
Or we can do it the week after, the Monday
we're
after.
We're not an election.
I don't think you got one this year. It's every 2 years.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have it this year. So we could do it the week before or the week after if y'all wanted. If y'all don't want to have to come over and travel.
I'd rather do it the week before. It don't matter.
Okay.
Y'all think. It don't matter to me.
So what's that, Robbie? Moved it to the 3rd, correct? Is that what I'm understanding?
That would be the 3rd, yes. Staff okay with that? Is that going to interact with anything with y'all? No board meetings for y'all's boards or anything on that day?
What is that? The second Monday?
It's the first Monday.
Should be the first. Okay. So how about we, if I can get a motion on those dates, changing November the 10th to November the 3rd, but including January 12th of 2026.
Second.
All right, got a motion by Commissioner Everett and second by Commissioner Murphy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. All right, we got that. Thank you, everyone, on that.
What is our conflict sheet here? Let's see it on there.
Everybody needs to fill that out.
That's if there's an issue, right? If there's something we have a conflict on or what?
No, I think we have to.
I think we do that every year. I think you are right.
We do it every year.
Is that what that's for, Mr. Attorney?
Yes.
The conflict. Where is it? Is it in here?
It was like
on the desk.
Oh, here it is over here. This. That right there. Just make sure we don't have any conflict, I guess is what that's saying. Okay. All right, we'll make sure we get all that signed and turned in. back over to our agenda. I really don't see anything else. Just says additional items, board member items, or administrator comments. Ms. Administrator, you got anything?
I've had a whole sticky note full of notes to talk about, but I left those behind. But I did want to bring up kudos to the shop and Nick, Mo, making sure our vehicles are taken care of. We did have an inventory, DOT inventory, on December 19th, and we had a few little minor things that need to be done that we fixed on site, so we passed.
Okay, great.
So I want to give a kudos to the shop guys. They do a good job at making sure everything's taken care of.
Very good. Very good. Any other board members got anything? Nothing?
How signing this right here, if something comes up throughout the year that could be a conflict, you just have to note that, correct?
Yeah. Well, actually, you do it on any meeting that you got a conflict on.
Correct. Yeah. But I just, you know, the annual thing, I guess, what I was, I think
there's a, what's that other form, Eric? There's a form that we would actually fill out in addition. This was a 10, there's a number for it.
We need to fill it out?
Yeah, just, yep, that's what we're going to do.
There's a different form for having to abstain from voting.
Yeah, if you have to, that's right. There's a separate form we'd have to fill out and submit. I can't remember the number of it. Got me crazy.
So many different numbers I have to deal with.
Yeah.
It's the voting conflict form.
But to answer your question, Commissioner Murphy, yeah, it'd be a separate form we'd have to fill out. Yes, sir. So, well, Gus, if y'all ain't got nothing else, I mean, that was one of our record meetings, but it went well. I guess we will give. I know we can't give Mr. Howell a hard time, but we can give Commissioner Mobley a hard time because he did have notice for me to be here. So we'll make sure to harass him a little bit.
I'll let Mr. Howell know from now on.
Okay, good. Well, I want to say just before we leave, thank you to all the staff. Thank you, girls, for being here and putting all this stuff together and getting us our grant money, Monica. Thank you for that. And you be safe down there, Ms. Candace, and all I need from here is a motion to adjourn.
So
all right, got a motion by Commissioner Murphy, second by Commissioner Everett Phillips. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed, motion carries. Thank you, everybody. Thank y'all.
How y'all doing over here on y'all's cleanups still?
Forever. Forever. It's never going to end. And they want to act like they doing something.
Okay, Candace, I'm going to hang up.
You're,